Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a blessed feast day to you all. Today our parish celebrates our patronal feast day, the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And so may this day be a special time of grace for each of us and also for our parish. Jesus Christ is indeed a king. But he is a very different sort of king. At his birth, Our Lady rode a donkey to Bethlehem. There was no pomp and circumstance at their arrival. Rather, they found the only place that they could find, a cave and a manger, literally a feeding trough for animals. It is here that we encounter the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And there we find his mother quietly adoring God who has come to save us. 33 years later, at his entry into Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, Jesus enters the city gates, again on the back of an animal, a beast of burden. The crowds waved palm branches and they put cloaks down on the ground in front of him as he entered the holy city. They treat him as a king, but a king without an earthly kingdom, but a heavenly one. And then a few days later, just before his crucifixion, Jesus would be mocked as a king. The praise and the adoration that he received from the crowds earlier when he entered the holy city, they would change to shouts of mockery and hatred. They placed on his head a crown, but not of gold, but of thorns. They placed a cloak about his shoulders and his back that would absorb the blood of torture and scourging. You see, brothers and sisters, Jesus is a very different sort of king. Not one covered in earthly splendor of fine jewels, a crown, and a mantle of fine silk. But Jesus is a king who is born into poverty, laid in a poor manger bed. He is a king who enters the world not on a chariot or by a horse, but enters the world in a stable and on a donkey. He wears not a crown of gold, but his sacred head is surrounded by thorns that pierce him. He rules not from a throne, but he rules from the cross. The king rules from the cross by which he saves the world. Dear brothers and sisters, Jesus was not just a king then, but Jesus is a king who continues to enter into our world, and Jesus continues to make himself a part of our lives. And he continues to enter into our world and make himself a part of our lives still with humility and gentleness. Indeed, just before Jesus ascended into heaven, he promised us that he would be with us always. He promised us, "I will not leave you orphans. I will be with you always." And Jesus does this especially when we encounter him in two places, when we encounter Jesus in the poor, and when we encounter Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. Mother Teresa, St. Teresa of Calcutta, she said, "In Holy Communion, we have Christ under the appearance of bread. In our work of serving the poorest of the poor," she said, "we find him under the appearance of flesh and blood. It is the same Christ. I was naked. I was hungry. I was sick. I was homeless." You see, when we encounter Jesus in the distressing disguise of the poor, indeed, Jesus tells us that when we encounter the hungry, when we encounter the naked and the sick and the homeless and love them, It is Jesus whom we are loving. And this is the same Jesus that we receive in Holy Communion. Jesus, again, each time that Holy Mass is celebrated, Jesus, again, makes himself small for us, makes himself poor for us. He comes to us under the appearance of bread so that we might be able to receive him and love him and worship him. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus is indeed our King, and he is a divine shepherd. And as we hear in today's gospel, Jesus will judge us as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit upon his glorious throne, and all the nations will be assembled before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats." Each of us will be judged upon our performance of these simple works of mercy that we hear in today's gospel. Whether or not we are faithful to the commandment of to love God with all of our heart and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Our faith will be dead. Our faith will be lifeless if it is not expressed in works of love. And again, we cannot say that we truly love God, whom we cannot see, if we don't love our neighbor, whom we can see. And so today, as we celebrate our patronal feast, the Solemnity of Christ the King, and as we begin a new liturgical year next Sunday, on the first Sunday of Advent, let us ask Jesus today, ask him today for two graces. To see Jesus in the poor and to love Jesus in the poor. And next, to see Jesus in the Eucharist and to love Jesus in the Eucharist. In fact, it is only when we see Jesus in the Eucharist, even though what we receive and who we worship, it looks like bread and tastes like bread and smells like bread, but is anything but bread? That when we look with the eyes of faith and truly believe that Jesus really is present in the host, that who I receive is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, only then will we be able to see Jesus in one another. And so let us ask Jesus today to take away any blindness from our eyes, caused by frail humanity or by our sins. Ask Jesus to heal us of our blindness, that he might open our eyes, that we might have the eyes of faith to see Christ our King, who continues to enter into our lives whenever we encounter him in the poor and when we receive him in Holy Communion. Amen.